It's a horrible taste, Mike. It's one that people will have probably thought about over the last couple of weeks in particular, because it's not nice going back to that basement of where we were once were. We've had some heady times, some great times. You know, it's a sad day today to be relegated. It's a sad day to see the chairman go. He has been the most successful chairman at the club's history of getting us to the championship levels and trying his damnedest to keep us in there. However, how hard we tried there, I think we found the effects, and it's hit us now where financially we're not in a good position, and we need to regroup. There's lots of things that we need to do over the summer. It's not the time now to actually divulge that or dissect or criticise. I think what it is, it's now that we know our destiny, we've got to regroup now and move forward. And that's certainly something that the club as a whole needs to do, along with the supporters. They've had, I feel for the supporters, because they've had 3 years of negativity, relegation, fighting, and you know, it wears you out and it's worn the players out, that's for sure. They've been used to losing and used to have, you know, been at the bottom of the table. And it, you know, when we first took charge here, third of the season gone with only 10 points, you know, we've tried everything we possibly can to utilize the players we have, because that's what we had to do, and we've tried to wring them dry and get the best that we possibly can. But you know, the league doesn't lie, and when we took over, when they had 10 points, there's no surprises. The four teams that were down there are exactly the same ones that have got relegated. So everyone, every club's tried, they've changed managers and tried to sometimes even bring in new players, but at the end of the day, the facts are there that the squad as a whole has not been good enough to survive, and it's always been a chase. It's always been a, you know, trying to get out of the negativity and get into the middle of the table, and it's just been one step too far.
How hard is it to take when you look at the scoreboard and you've done your part today?
Well, we did say that we have to do our part. It wasn't a great game. In, you know, I thought we started with a very, very good tempo. Our intentions were clear, and within the first couple of minutes, we've got good corners and good possession. But we didn't hurt them at that time, and we were fits and starts. But we did a job in terms of getting the result. But we was always going to rely on somebody else doing the job for us. But I've said to the players, it's not about this match, is it, really? You can't say that our season's been destroyed because of this one game. It's over 46 games, and the 46 games have not been good enough to give us survival. And we know we're going to have to reflect very heavily.
Fans are going to worry now, obviously. Two relegations in 3 seasons, and we've seen just down the motorway, Grimsby Town, the way they've fallen. Fans are naturally going to be concerned about that now. How hard is it going to be to avoid that happening, and that being another example of it?
I think it's a very good example to use, and I think it's a one that we have to steer clear of for sure. And you know, now that relegation is now being formed, and we have to look at how we're going to move forward next season. The one thing is, we've got to make sure we get the foundations back to where they should be. At the moment, we haven't got the foundations; they've been broken apart, and we need to. You know, we know the finances are going to be cut. That's been made very, very clear, because that's the position that we find ourselves. We've overdone it. We've overcooked it. And
how much is it going to be cut by? How? What are you talking about?
Significantly, I've got to say, it's going to be a tough ask. But
50%? Is it?
Well, you're not far off the mark. It's going to be as cut as deeply as that, and it has to. And the reason I'm saying it has to is because this football club has been very, very strong-minded in how it's approached their football, and it, you know, the fact that we've always been very good at never overspending. Always, you know, we spend what we can in terms of what's brought in, and we never excel ourselves, because that's always been the great foundations of this football club, and that's what's been admired by many, many football clubs